I sat down with my cup of tea a couple of hours ago and I looked through the headlines and found this one: Ministers to seize control of the NHS in huge shake-up, including powers to put fluoride in water, enforce junk food, health warnings, and tackle obesity. It's a fairly long article. I'm not going to read it to you, but in short, it's all for the good of our health. Today, I'm going to talk about the fluoride in water. We don't need additional fluoride. We get enough from the food we eat, the natural fluoride. When you start adding fluoride in water, it becomes a systemic medication. And I've been through, without exaggeration, hundreds of articles, and not just today. I've been looking into this for ages. I'm going to show you today how dangerous this is. I found the next information on a water safety site, and if you live in Scotland and Wales, then you're very lucky because your water is not yet fluoridated. 5 million people in England live in areas that have drinking water, and it says is polluted with fluoride. I agree with them. We've got a list of postcodes there that are safe. They don't have fluoride yet, but the next lot, they do. And there's quite a few, as you can see, and as it said, 5 million. Luckily, Bromley isn't on there, so we're safe. But there's a hell of a lot of people in England that are subjected to this forced medication, and I'll show you why I keep saying that in the next clip. This is an article from the 1960s, and it just says it all in one sentence. It's an article that is pro, it's a British article, and it's pro putting fluoride in water. However, the problem was that local authorities rejected it, and it says only a small percentage of these local authorities have supported it, so it didn't go ahead. But even though this is a pro fluoridation article, it says it has been argued first that there is a health hazard from the side effects, and second, that in principle they were against the compulsory medication which fluoridation would involve. And that is it. If we're being given something for the good of our health, in inverted commas, then we are having to take a medication without our permission. I try to think of it on a personal level, and I think it would equate to me giving my daughter, secretly slipped into a drink or food, my blood pressure medication, just in case she developed high blood pressure at a later date. That would be abuse, it would be poisoning, and I'd definitely be charged with something. So why are the governments allowed to do this?
Hi, I'm Dr. Joe Nemeth. I'm a periodontist in Southfield, Michigan, and I found it a little disturbing to recently discover two articles published only this month about possible side effects of fluoride, particularly the fluoride in our water. This was a study done at Mount Sinai and published in Environmental International, and it talks about fluoride diminishing kidney and liver function in adolescents, and this is of concern. Now, we don't know which adolescents may be affected, if they already have somewhat compromised liver or kidney function, but nevertheless, this is something that is interesting and the first time I've read or heard about it. The second study, which may be even more pertinent, is, and this was published in August, Journal of the American Medical Association Pediatrics, and it's talking about pregnant women who drank more fluoridated water had children with 3 or 4 points lower by age 3 or 4 on their IQ. So lower IQ on children of women who drank more fluoridated water. Now, the American Dental Association says one study is not enough. Well, one study is not enough, and they need to do more. But certainly it raises concerns. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control has called fluoridation of water one of the top 10 most important advancements in public health in the 20th century. On the other hand, this is interesting, and I never knew this, but about 4 years ago, in 2015, the recommendation was lowered for the amount of fluoride in the water. It had been 0.7 to 1.2 parts per million. Now, they don't want it more than 0.7 parts per million. So they're already starting to lower the amount of fluoride in the water. They may have whatever reasons they have, supposedly staining or fluorosis of the teeth, but who knows? You know, it's interesting, despite wide fluoridation, which has lowered the caries rate or the decay rate of individuals here in the United States significantly, it hasn't lowered it any more than in European countries that don't have fluoridated water but get their fluoride from dental products or local supplements, which to me is much more safe, or I think is much safer than ingesting the fluoride, which goes throughout your body and may affect your entire body. The authors of this wrote that it may be indicated to reduce fluoride in pregnant women. So, you know, there's this shadow that's being cast over fluoridated water. We don't know how important it is or how real it is, but these two studies, to me, are very, very, very significant. Thank you.